I will leave you to discuss your business, Captain Mario said. He bowed and took his leave of them. The galley skimmed the water like a dragonfly, her oars rising and falling in perfect time. Sir Roderick held the rail and looked out over the passing shore. I have not been the most valiant of protectors. Catelyn touched his arm. We are here, Sir Roderick, and safely. That is all that truly matters. Her hand groped beneath her cloak, her fingers stiff and fumbling. The dagger was still at her side. She found she had to touch it now and then to reassure herself. Now we must reach the King's Master-at-Arms and pray he can be trusted. Sir Aaron Sandegar is a vain man, but an honest one. Sir Roderick's hand went to his face and stroked his whiskers, and discovered once again they were gone. He looked nonplussed. He may know the blade, yes, but, my lady, the moment we go ashore, we are at risk, and there are those at court who will know you on sight. Catelyn's mouth grew tight. Littlefinger, she murmured. His face swam up before her, a boy's face, though he was a boy no longer. His father had died several years before, so he was Lord Baelish now. Yet still they called him Littlefinger. Her brother Edmure had given him that name long ago at Riveron. His family's modest holdings were on the smallest of the fingers, and Pataa had been slight and short for his age.